Chapter 60. The sky was heavy on the 4th of July. Rain threatened, but as the day wore on, the threat diminished. The festival went on as planned. People kept pouring into the stadium. By late afternoon, there were close to 1,200 people watching and listening to the music. People of all ages were there. Teenagers experiencing their first day-long concert. 60-somethings reliving their youth. Lots of tweeners. Dancing was de rigueur. Business at the concession stands was booming. Beer and wine were selling briskly. Alexis was in her element. Fully recovered, she kept the show going with the brisk efficiency of a field marshal. Her team had been well prepared, and the concert went off with military precision. She spotted Jesse standing amid a group of his officers. She wandered over and pulled him aside. "This is amazing," she said. Jesse smiled. "We even stand to make a fair sum of money. Uncle Carter's ecstatic."
"You've done a good job. You should be proud," Jesse said.
"Thank you, Jesse. Will I see you later?"
"Not likely. Suitcase is in charge. I'm going to hang around a bit longer, then it's sayonara for me."
"I'll call you," she said. She kissed his cheek and disappeared into the crowd. Jesse strolled the grounds for a while. Summer was in full swing. The drama of spring was over. The tension had evaporated, but at a price. It was true, he had set up John Lombardo. He had been aiming at him from the start. At the outset, he didn't know who he was, but he always knew what he was. He felt no remorse for what had occurred. He thought about Rollo Nurse. He couldn't help but wonder whether he was responsible for all that Rollo had wrought. He recalled that night in L.A. Jesse was out of control, as Rollo had charged on the night that he died. Jesse had been drunk. He had transferred his rage at Jen onto Rollo, which carried a heavy emotional price tag. Despite Rollo's death, Jesse knew he still wasn't finished paying it off. He looked around at the crowd. They were content to share food and comfort and mutual respect in a friendly and peaceful environment. Jesse was happy for Alexis. This was indeed her success. A big step up the ladder of her choosing. He knew that in short order she'd be gone, climbing still higher on that ladder. His reverie was interrupted by Robert Lopresti, who was calling his name. When Jesse turned, Lopresti pointed to a pretty young woman who was sitting on a blanket along with two small children. He waved for Jesse to join them.
"This is Angie," Lopresti said, introducing his wife to Jesse. "These are my children, Bobby Jr. and Lisette."
"Lisette?"
"I didn't get to choose a name," Robert said. "You have a lovely family," Jesse said.
"I got the job," Robert said. "I hope he's not making you intern." "No, he's paying me. A good wage, too."
"Be sure to count it carefully," Jesse said.
"I aim to do you proud, Jesse."
"You already have." They said their goodbyes, and Jesse found his way out of the stadium. He got into his cruiser and drove away.
It was still light when he got home. He cracked a beer and strolled onto the porch. He sat down in the new love seat. He took a long pull on the beer, then nestled deep into the luxuriously comfortable pillows. Mildred Memory poked her head through the rubber veil at the bottom of the door. She stepped out and padded her way to the love seat. She jumped onto Jesse's lap. She turned around a couple of times, then, after repeatedly rubbing her chin against Jesse's cheek, she settled down and began to purr. Jesse took another sip of beer. He gently scratched Mildred Memory's neck. She looked up at him, sleepy-eyed. He smiled at her.